Over 100 Texas sheriffs back Operation Lone Star. Texas border business. Austin, Texas. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 505,800 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 41,000 criminal arrests, with more than 36,500 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 470 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 40,300 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 33,000 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 17,100 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Texas sheriffs stand with Operation Lone Star at Texas Capitol. On Wednesday, Governor Abbott met with over 100 Texas sheriffs who signed a letter of support for Operation Lone Star and Texas's historic efforts to secure the border. The governor thanked them for their ongoing partnership as Texas continues to respond to President Biden's open border crisis. Governor Abbott, Texas National Guard. DPS redouble razor wire barriers. Yesterday, on X, formerly known as Twitter, Governor Abbott addressed the surge of illegal immigrants in El Paso and announced that the Texas National Guard and DPS are redoubling the razor wire barriers in the region. The governor also instructed DPS to arrest every illegal immigrant involved for criminal trespass and destruction of property. Governor Abbott, Texas continues to arrest illegal immigrants for criminal trespass. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott reaffirmed Texas's mission to secure the border and arrest illegal immigrants for criminal trespass as the fight to uphold Senate Bill 4 continues in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Watch. DPS troopers stop human smuggler on high-speed pursuit in Kinney County. This week, a human smuggler from El Salvador led DPS troopers on a high-speed vehicle pursuit in Kinney County. The driver allowed several illegal immigrants to bail out. Then troopers used a precision immobilization technique maneuver to safely end the pursuit. The driver, an illegal immigrant, was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons and evading arrest. He told troopers he was being paid thousands of dollars to smuggle illegal immigrants with the help of his 16-year-old passenger. Five illegal immigrants from Mexico were apprehended and referred to Border Patrol. DPS troopers arrest 17 illegal immigrants for criminal trespass in Eagle Pass. DPS troopers arrested 17 illegal immigrants this week for criminal trespass after they unlawfully entered private property along the Rio Grande River in Eagle Pass. The group was made up of adults from Peru, Colombia, Nicaragua, and Honduras. All were transported to a state facility pending court proceedings. Watch. Texas receives support from Tennessee National Guard. Operation Lone Star continues to gain support from states across America to help with our historic border security operations. This week, Tennessee National Guard soldiers joined the Texas National Guard at the Texas-Mexico border to assist with the installation of concertina wire and anti-climb barriers to deter transnational criminal organizations and repel illegal immigration. Texas National Guard members stop transnational criminals. In the past 3 weeks, Joint Task Force Lone Star units assigned to the Rio Grande Valley have stopped multiple drug smugglers in coordination with DPS and other law enforcement partners. The efforts of the Texas National Guard and law enforcement led to several marijuana seizures in Brownsville and one near Rio Grande City. One suspect was detained on site, and another suspect was apprehended by law enforcement.